Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, a wonderful approach. How is everyone doing? This is Mama 7, and it is Wednesday. Woo! It is Wednesday, 2 weeks after the November event, okay? We are still kind of rocking and reeling from that. It has been an awesome, awesome time. I love this time of year, my favorite time of year. The weather is still kind of adjusting, but, you know, this is the only time I like being in South Georgia because it is absolutely beautiful, a nice little chill in the morning. And by afternoon, we're back to seeing the weather, okay? Great, easy way to catch a cold, you know, on a reel, but it's beautiful, beautiful weather. As we get together on Wednesday, like we do every Wednesday, we got our whites on. We are working, maintaining our spiritual energy, high spiritual energy. I find every Wednesday there's a challenge somewhere. Someone's going to say something. Someone's going to do something, something, right? So, you know, it's Wednesday. It can't fail. And I know that the challenge is for me to find a way to be as pleasant as possible. You know, really, Wednesdays, I try to kill people with kindness, okay? It takes a lot of strength to restrain, to pull back, to not jump in there and give somebody the business like I want to. Oh, no. It takes a lot of restraint to be able to say, not today. Today you can't have my joy. My mother just said that to me all the day. And speaking of mothers, today is Mother Khadija's birthday. Another year around the sun. It's always wonderful. We have a birthday season. We have a bunch of birthdays that pile up on each other. But, yeah, it is definitely her birthday, and we want to wish her from a wonderful approach to her a happy, happy birthday and hope that she's doing something. Or I hope she's doing nothing, you know, one or the other. Whatever is going to be the best, the most relaxing for you. I know with my birthday coming up, I got work planned, and I could not be happier. I love doing the work that I do. I love helping people. I love helping people get their spirit right. You know, this is the life for me, you know. And so my birthday, I already got stuff planned. I am so excited. But today is Mama Khadija's birthday. And she has been enjoying it, spending time back and forth with all of her daughters and, you know, all of the ones that she touches and she gets to know personally. So I want to shout her out as she's enjoying that and thank her again for making it another year. Boy, let me tell you, keep our elders close and keep our elders full and happy. And we have to get from our elders all that we need to get. So that when their day comes, like all of our days are coming, you know that you have really acknowledged all that they had. Sometimes acknowledging who they are and all they have is, I know for me, is doing the work. Pick up my banner and do the work. And so that's definitely what each of her daughters have done in different ways. You know, she's such a diverse person. Anyway, I wanted to shout her out. So she was part of the Wednesday. You know, so Wednesday we got Mother Study going on. We're getting our prayers in. And let's say you got caught up and you didn't get your prayers in. First, I'm going to say, God first. Get those prayers in early. You know, it's November. November, I like waking people up for prayer. You know what I'm saying? I will wake you up. Hey, how you doing? Have you made prayer today? prayer is better than sleep. You know, by the time December gets here, people are like, please let it be your birthday. We are so sick. But no, today, again, another early prayer day, another day where we're trying to get out and trying to help people. Look, we got to get back to God. There's a need to wake up and race out to a job if you don't have your relationship with God right first. There's no need to, how about this, I don't even trust these highways and byways without getting out there and making sure I got my prayers in place. Oh, no, I don't trust no highways. There's not a seatbelt made that I trust more than my prayers to God, not one. And then I'm just not me. I have children, God children, angels. No, I make lots of prayers. I have to make sure that we're all arriving safely. I have to make sure for my little ones that may not fully understand the need of prayer, making their prayers early. Before work, make those prayers. I say before eating, make the prayers, you know. Don't even put anything in your mouth. Don't drink. Don't take a sip of coffee. Don't brush your teeth. Don't do anything in the morning until you have acknowledged God, you know. And when you start to change your life like that, when you start to make God that highest priority, your highest priority, nothing happens until God happens, then you're starting to live the life that we're set up to live. We're not set up to work 24/7. And I promise you, the second that you stop working, they'll find someone to come work in your place, okay? So we can't let work be everything. Work is not the everything. I know some of us can get stressed with our parenting duties. You know, we got lots of moms and lots of dads. No. God is the consistent in the middle of all of that. God is our constant in the middle of family, life, good times, bad times. That relationship with God can get you through anything. No relationship with God, you're on shaky ground. And the sad part is so many people are sitting on this shaky ground and they don't even know it. They don't even realize how much of themselves they run a risk of losing. So we got to get our prayers in. We got to get properly aligned with God. We have to get a better understanding about who God is and what he wants in our life. God will send us through some things to prepare us for what's ahead. I know there are things in my life that I've gone through personally that were not meant for me. And I would ask God, because God allows you to ask me questions that I can talk with. I'll ask God, God, you know, I know this is not my lesson. I know for a fact this is not my lesson. And God's like, you're going to have to be patient because I got somebody watching you, and you're going to have to show them how to be graceful in the middle of this lesson. So sometimes some of the challenges we have to deal with, they're not our challenges, but they're here so we can teach others how to work through this problem. And there's always someone watching. Don't think for a second. The moment that you think, because if you think no one's watching, then, you know, people start to slip and slide and get real cute. And that's not it, family. That's not it. We have to be who we are. No matter if you're sitting right there in front of Mama Seven, if you're sitting in the temple, if no matter where you are in your life, no matter who's watching you, you have to be that child of God. And that's integrity. And that's character. And that is who you are, and that's what we have to work on. And don't feel no kind of way if you got to work on it. Please don't. We all come with lessons and challenges and things we have to work through, okay? So don't feel no way about working through yours, because I don't feel no way about working through mine. I am far from perfect. I am far from the greatness that I know God has set up for me. And I don't even care about how far it is. I know I'm just going to make it. One step at a time, I know I'm going to make it. So we don't have to race. We don't have to rush. Oh, I'm behind. Oh, I should have been studying a long time ago. Oh, my family didn't teach me nothing about prayer, so I don't know. It doesn't matter. Your understanding how you got here, only thing that matters now, right here, is that you start. Start with your prayers. Start with that relationship with God. Start with correcting yourself. So this is where we are, okay? And it's a good place to be on Wednesday. So on Wednesday, you know, got our fast going on, got our prayer going on, we have our shrine duty going on, we have our studies, you know, we just got finished with the November event, so everybody should know now what you're supposed to be studying. Everyone should have their journals lined up, the three journals. Everybody should be getting into their mode, because what we're doing now is getting ready for the new year. You know, every new year we pray in the new year. We set our intentions for the new year. We make commitments. These aren't resolutions. We're making commitments to ourselves and God. And at a wonderful approach, we do this all the time. All the time we're recommitting ourselves to God, recommitting ourselves on our spiritual journey, recommitting ourselves on checking the mindset, spiritual hygiene, managing ourselves. So we got to work on this, family. We got to work on it. But today's Wednesday. We're in the classroom. We're spending the time working on ourselves and helping others. I believe everybody has something to learn and something to teach. We got to keep our eyes and our minds open, because there's always going to be something that you're supposed to be learning in that moment. Always something, even if it's how to be humble, even if it's how to be more loving, even if it's I don't want to be that person over there. Just know that in every moment you are supposed to be learning something. And don't forget, you are always teaching something. Whether it's little eyes, big eyes, it doesn't matter. There's always someone looking to learn, okay? So last week's program, we got a chance to speak about getting to know your spirit. How do you get to know your spirit? How do you begin to understand that thing that connects you to God? How do you get in contact with it? You know, how do you begin to protect your spirit? We got to protect our spirit. Now, it's a sad state. Lord knows it's a sad state that you have to protect your spirit. The thing that makes you, you, the very light that connects us, we have to protect that, because unfortunately, there are others around us that don't respect it. There are those around us that are intimidated by it. There are those around us that are, I'm going to say the word, jealous of it. Y'all know that jealousy. Ooh, the jealousy is almost as bad as the F word, okay? Jealousy and envy is horrible. God says he doesn't like jealousy and envy. That in every religion, every culture, so many prayers is listed. He doesn't like jealousy and envy, right? So, I'm sorry, that jealousy and envy just kind of had me. It just kind of had me. But these are things that we have to protect our spirit against. And so if you didn't get a chance to hear the show live, you can always go to A Wonderful Approach Facebook page. And the Facebook page lists all the shows there in order. And you can check us out and you can go through the shows. We have 3 years, how wonderful, 3 years of programs And that's because we've been at this for a minute. And we're expanding. We're adding more shows so that everyone can get their information. We're getting our astrology in, because I told Sister Unique I need more information about what these planets are doing. We're about to take our faith walk. We're getting our business lined up. And then we're going to support the men in their lions den. We got all kinds of things going on. Positivity is on the rise. Spirituality is on the rise. I don't care if you're a spiritual Christian, a spiritual Muslim. I don't care what kind of spirit you come from. If you are on God's side, you're on our side, this is what we do. We pray with each other. We uplift each other. We make things happen right here because we know the power that God has given to us, and we know how to make this work. We know how to pray. Some of the very basic things will get you there. But today we got to drop that F-bomb. And y'all know that I love dropping the F-bomb. And the reason this became such an electric thing, because I think close to about 3 years ago, we had this program. And when I say it was explosive, I was sitting there like, oh my, you know, we're trying to do radio and we were having a brawl on the radio. And I'm like, okay, family, don't forget this is a spiritual show. Okay, this is a godly show. And people were really up in arms, upset, confused, not knowing, you know, not quite sure how they felt. And it was all over one word. And I love saying the word, and I don't care who knows it. So all of this was over the word forgiveness. I know everybody's like, what? Forgiveness? Yeah, it's electric. Oh, that forgiveness, that very first forgiveness show. And I said, ooh, from this point on, we got to talk about it. We got to work on it. We got to build on it. Forgiveness can't be a bad word. God wants us to forgive. God needs us. God has instructed us to forgive. There is a prayer that we're going to end the show with. We end every show with prayer. That talks directly about forgiveness. Okay? In this prayer, and I love the prayer, in the prayer it speaks about how we must forgive, we'll get forgiveness as we forgive others. And everyone knows, you know, I come from a praying household. You know, we got those prayers in young. We had prayers before we had the understanding. And I don't know if that's the best way. That's just the way that we got it, right? But now, as an adult, I will go back and hear some of those very same prayers that I've said 50 million times. I'll hear them again for the first time. I'll hear them again because I'm like, well, wait a minute. Because now I understand prayer. Now I understand the contract that prayer is. See, God has made it very clear the abundance that he has for us. God has made it very clear the love he has for us. And all of the wonderful things that are part of having a relationship. Every relationship you have should have a perk to it, okay? Sorry, y'all. Every single relationship. If you got a relationship and you don't get nothing out of it, I'm going to ask you to think again, okay? Every single relationship that you have, there should be a perk, okay? So in our relationship with God, he clearly spells out what he expects from us. That's called a contract, family. And so what happens is we make prayers, right, like we ought to be doing every night, every morning. You know, I'm not asking for 2 or 3 hours of prayer. Now, you're willing to give the job 2 or 3 hours. You really get, shoot, I give my job 10, 11 hours. I know we got angels on the line that work 12-hour shifts. What? Insane. We can't be okay with giving a J-O-B or a career, I don't care what you call it. We can't be okay with giving that much time to an organization and you won't give that, you won't give 5 minutes to God. Because we've already established the more we give to God, the more that gives to us, right? God is so wonderful that the more we give to God, the more he gives to us. Who do you think benefits from prayer? God doesn't benefit from our prayer. It doesn't make him bigger or stronger. You understand? We benefit from our prayer. Every time we make a prayer, negativity hears it. Negativity gets scared. Negativity runs. So whether you call it negativity, the devil, I call it depression, I call it anxiety, I call it all those other names. That's what I call it. But when it hears prayer, it runs because it knows that this person has a relationship with God. It's like having ADT on your heart, on your mind, on your spirit. You know, that little sign says, hey, this house is protected. You might want to think again. Well, when we are making our prayer and when we have a praying house and when we've taught our children to pray and when we demand our spouses to speak a kind word, when we have all of that, we're sending up that signal. This is a protected house, okay? So in one of my favorite prayers, I think I may have been about 7 or 8 when I learned the famous Lord's Prayer. And so, and I'll go through the whole thing in just a moment, but it says, "And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." And I've said this prayer since I was 7, having a nightmare, wake up in the middle of the night with a nightmare, make the prayer. People bothering you at school, make the prayer. People bothering you at work, make the prayer. There's always that prayer, and it's always close. And I remember I was traveling, part of the first set of travels, maybe 8 years ago, and we're in the car praying, and we are praying this prayer, and I heard it. I said, wait a minute. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Wait a minute. That's a contingency. That means we have to forgive first, and then we'll get forgiven. I mean, and you would have thought that the sky opened up and God's hand came down directly and he patted me on the head, okay? You would have thought, I mean, this aha moment, and I mean, I swear I had to be all of 42, 43, well in my 40s, decades of saying this. I'm just hearing this contingency. I'm just hearing that I got to put in the work first. As we forgive those who trespass against us, okay, and for everybody up in the bleachers, let me explain to you what this means. And a trespass is to do wrong. It's to hurt. It's anything. You're trespassing on my property. You're impeding. You're all of that, okay? What this means, if you don't forgive others, you don't get forgiven. It's a contract. You know how many times I have said this? Well into the thousands. That means I have signed this 1,000 times. I have agreed to the condition that I am forgiven as I forgive my fellow brothers and sisters. Okay? Now, this isn't rocket science, but when you think about how you treat your brothers and sisters, it may be a different kind of science, okay? When you think about how you treat your brothers and sisters, okay? Somebody can bump into you in the street, knock all your little papers down, blah, blah, blah. And you might be in a good mood. You're like, no, it's okay. It's fine, whatever. You may go off on this person. I can't believe you, blah, 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 blah. How you treat this person who you've never seen before is part of how God treats you. What? What if you're like, oh, Mama 7, and people have said it. People have said it. Oh, that's just unforgivable. I don't think I could forgive this person. I don't think I could forgive that act. You might be very true. It might be unforgivable. But God has asked us to forgive. To be forgiven, God has asked us to forgive. You see what I'm saying? So we have got to understand that a big part of forgiveness starts with us. And I'm going to talk about forgiveness of self, but I'm going to get into that. I'm talking about forgiveness from God right this second, though. That comes from us forgiving others. And just like we could sit here and be like, oh, that is absolutely unforgivable. We don't know what God is measuring our situations to. We don't know if God is looking at us like, she just jumped up and washed her body and ran out of the house and went into went to work. She ain't say she loved me. She didn't call to say good. I didn't get no good morning text. Good morning, God, me, you know, I didn't get nothing from this. She didn't even recognize I am the one that helped her to rise this morning. She didn't even recognize me. So we wanted to say, oh, well, that's a sin, and then that's a sin, and that's a sin. But you go enough mornings without a good morning text, people not going to look for them anymore. People not going to check for you, right? I mean, I'm just saying. You keep jumping up and leaving like God didn't wake you up. You keep jumping up and leaving like God didn't help your heart to keep beating through the night. I think that there deserves a good morning text. And for us people that send out good morning texts, did you get God first? Did you send out the one text to yourself, to your heart, to your understanding? Did you do that first? Or did you jump straight over to someone that you hope has a relationship with God? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we got to start taking this forgiveness seriously. And I don't think you can take forgiveness seriously if you're not taking God seriously. Really. I think it takes having that relationship with God to truly understand how important it is to have that kind of love and patience, you know? Have that love and patience for yourself. So, look, this is what we got to deal with. This is what we got to work on. This is how we're building, okay? So we have a caller that would like to speak. You know, I love callers. I don't care if you're calling just to say hello. If you're calling to let us know, hey, I got it. I'm here. I'm with my caller, whatever. But let's stay together and let's learn and you know, share about this forgiveness piece. because out of all the things I think about, there are some people that would rather climb mountains than to have to forgive, right? So let's talk about this, how hard it is, how easy it is. The time you did, the time you didn't, it doesn't matter. We need to really get some more clarity on this. So I'm going to go to the caller real quick and see if we can get some information. Let's see here. Greetings, welcome to the program.
Hey, greetings, Mama 7.
Hey, hey, is this my Zakiya?
Yes, it is Zakiya.
Awesome, awesome. All right, talk to me about the forgiveness piece.
All righty. So the main task that I've been working on recently is forgiveness and prayer. I just now started my whole 21-day thing that I've made. I made a whole little PowerPoint as far as structure for myself and everything, and I was able to create it all in one day. I'm also currently reading a book called Forgiving What You Can't Forget by Lisa Turkhurst. I'm going to say it one more time. Forgiving What You Can't Forget by Lisa Turkhurst. And so far it has been an amazing book. It reels me in every time. It leaves me with gems every single chapter that I get finished with. The most recent gem that I was left with is, those who cooperate most truly with forgiveness are those who dance most freely in the beauty of redemption. And that's just very much a very powerful quote to me. I made sure inside my schedule, I wake up and the first thing that I do is pray now, because I know oftentimes beforehand, I usually forget and I don't pray unless there's food in front of me, or I don't pray unless I'm putting on my leques, but prayer should be something that's consistent within my everyday schedule. I woke up, yeah. I prayed, I did my daily hygiene or whatever, and then I went outside and I took a walk. My phone has been dead for the past 2 days, so I was completely away from just anything as far as gadget-wise. So I said, for this walk today, since I don't have my phone, I'm going to walk by nature. I went for a 30-minute walk, and I said, I'm going to let nature tell me when it's time for me to come inside the house. I came in exactly 30 minutes after I left out of the house. I saw a car pull out of somebody's driveway, and I was like, all right, I think it's time for me to go inside the house. So I walked in, and it was exactly 30 minutes since I've been outside. I left outside 7:51, came back at, I believe, it was like 8:21. Yeah. So things like that.
Awesome.
So I was very proud of that. This book is just powerful, is all that I can really say. It loops me in every time, and I made sure that I only read one chapter a day because I don't want to finish it, honestly. Once I get to the end, I have another one that I'm going to start on, but it's so good. I want to learn patience. I want to learn that it's okay to stop right now and then keep on going another day. So little things
super
like that.
Super awesome. That is so wonderful. I have read books like that where I'll read and then I'm like, I got to put this down. I have to put it down. I have to think about it. I was sitting there, I was watching the Goddaughters last weekend. And it's so crazy because Spirit was like, put these books out. I'm like, well, these are my special books. You know, these are the books that I hold close to me, and you want me to let other people touch them. And they were like, yes, just put them out. When are people going to read my books? Because we got work to do. They're like, just put them out. I said, okay, I'll put them out. And the Goddaughters, I saw them hunched together, reading books in the corner, and I'm sitting here like, so it was for them. Okay. A great book will take you on a journey, and when your spiritual journey, especially when you're at the beginning stages of it, and I think until we reincarnate a couple thousand times, we're at the beginning stages of it. But when we're young in our journey, it's so wonderful to, you know, be able to kind of see and hear what other people, you know, and get information that way. So I think that's absolutely wonderful how you're going about that process, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Awesome. You are super welcome. Yes, let me tell you, this journey is real. And there's so many components to forgiveness that we have to really, really go into before people can understand. So like the young Zakiya was talking about patience, okay? Patience is very much needed in forgiveness. And I want to shift real quick. We've been speaking about forgiveness and the idea of forgiving others and the idea of this godly connection to where we need to forgive to release ourselves the burden of carrying around this pain, you know. I know back in the day, when Brother Ibrahim was active, he told me this crazy story. And he's one of the people that argued against forgiveness. But then he told me this crazy story, and I'm like, ha, you know what forgiveness is. So forgiveness is, he said, one day a man, Baba, we're going to call him Baba, had picked up some feces and threw it at the other man. We're going to call him Abu. Threw it at Abu. So Abu sit there in his nice, clean, white with feces on him, smeared on him, because Baba was a jokester. Thought it was funny, and of course, it's not funny, right? So Abu was mad, hot spitting mad, okay? And so Abu was like, I know I'm going to see Baba in the market, so I'm going to be ready for him this time, and I'm going to have the poop. I'm going to get some poop and put it in my hand. I'm going to stick my hand in my pocket. And when he comes around the corner, I'm going to be ready. I'm going to throw it at him. And immediately I saw the flaw in this. I was like, oh, yeah, this is some man stuff right here. Women don't do this, but do we? So Abu was ready for him the next day. Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. Well, we don't see Baba. And so he's like, oh, I didn't see him this time, but I'm going to keep this poop in my pocket. So when I do see him, it'll be ready. And so goes on his day, goes on his day. The next day, he's like, aha, it's market day. I'll definitely see him. So I'm going out, and I got this same poop in my pocket. Now, the poop, of course, had stained, had dripped, it smelled. Other people were like, ew, you smell like poop, Abu. And Abu's like, yeah, I got this poop. And it's called Baba. So he's sitting here mad, smelling like poop, okay? Because he's holding on to it. He's holding on to it. He won't let it go. So his hands are dirty. His beautiful robes are dirty. His nose has become blind to the stink and the stench, but no one, everyone else's nose isn't blind to it. And day and day go by, and Abu keeps missing Baba, doesn't see him in the market. Then months go by, and then a year goes by. And then finally, Abu sees Baba in the market. And he picks up this old dried feces and he throws it at Baba. Well, dry feces doesn't stick, like, and so it kind of just rolled off of him, right? And Abu says, aha, I got you. I've been carrying that around waiting for you, and now you got it. And Baba is dirty. His clothes dirty. He's been so obsessed with the idea of getting him back that he missed out on a whole year of cleanliness. He missed out on a year of invitations to whatever because he smells like poop and he can't come here. For a whole year, he was wrapped up in his non-forgiveness, that he had really hindered his own growth and development. And then Baba says to him, I was a different person a year ago. I apologize if I caused you harm. And kept walking. Okay? So, I was like, I get it. You get it. We all get that. Holding on to forgiveness is holding on to some poop. And I'm not saying that you were wrong for picking it up in the first place. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying you were wrong for being mad. Not saying that either. I'm saying holding it, is it helping you by holding it? And, of course, the answer is no. Holding this grudge, not forgiving, it does nothing for us. It does nothing but tie us up and overcommit us and stop us from moving forward if we can't forgive the past. We definitely can't move forward because we're always thinking, ooh, I have to get this person back. Oh, I can't let this person get over on me. Oh, I can't do this. I can't do that. Now, Abu had all this going on, what, in his head, and it reflected out. But while all that was going on, was he hurting Baba? No. A lot of times when we're holding on to that forgiveness, oh, I just can't forgive her. That was unthinkable. You were tying your own self up. They have moved on. Right or wrong, they have moved on. You are the one stuck in the past. You are the one stuck in the hurt. Okay. All right, Mama Seven. I hear your words, right? I hope everybody hears my words. I really do. I hear your words, but I just can't be around this person. I just can't. Don't trust this person. Right, okay, guess what? I'm not saying you got to go sing Kumbaya. I'm not. Be clear. I'm not saying you got to go have Thanksgiving dinner with them because I'm not. I'm not saying you got to be able to sing and dance and hold hands and pretend like this doesn't hurt. It might still hurt. I'm not saying that you have to ignore your thoughts, your feelings. I'm saying forgiveness allows for the healing to start. We always should be in a process of healing. Every single one of us with every single thing. The process of healing. Start the healing process. It starts with forgiveness. So we got to make sure we're putting in the forgiveness, okay? I believe, I know that Abu would have been happier once he got clean from that initial stink bomb, and that's not nice. No one wants to be stink bombed. But once he got clean from the initial stink bomb, if he could have gone on with his life, if maybe, look, just cross the street next time you see Baba. You play too much. I don't think it's funny. And I have people in my life. I have people in my life. You play too much. I don't think it's funny. I don't like your tactics or your techniques. I don't feel like I can trust you, and I think it's shady. I got them in my life. And guess what? I keep them on the other side of the street. But I don't have to beat myself up. Oh, you knew they were bad news. Oh, you keep forgiving people. How many cheeks you got to turn? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that. I'm talking about no matter how shiesty and low down they are, I don't have to stay with them. I can forgive you for your lack of growth. I can forgive myself for not acknowledging your lack of growth. And I can keep it pushing. I don't have to sit here and drag it out with you. Oh, well, you did this and you did that. Whenever I find people that can't forgive, they sound like they're doing that tit for tat thing. Well, I can't forgive them because they didn't do this. They didn't come get me when I needed help, you know. I had a flat tire, whatever. They didn't come. And you don't know what they were doing in their life. They may not have been able to come, literally not able to come. Physically, mentally, emotionally not able to come. See, I keep trying to say to people, and I say it all the time, everyone's not you. Everyone doesn't operate like you. Stop expecting other people to move like you move, just because you move like that. Well, I would just give them the shirt off my back. Save your shirt. Save it. They wouldn't give you their shirt. They wouldn't give you the leftover toenails. But that doesn't mean I have to sit here and hold a grudge. I can truly forgive and let bygones be bygones and let that go. It's not serving me. I don't want to be like Abu, thinking in the streets for a year, waiting for the perfect opportunity to, for my get back. Bump a get back. I'm trying to get on. I'm trying to have new adventures and new life and new experiences and new. I'm not trying to sit around and wait and peek around corners for the perfect time to go and let you know how wrong you were back in 2016. I don't care. Shoot, ask me about something from 2016. I'd be like, huh? How old was Talib? You know, I'm going to pull out an abacus and try to find out when exactly that was. I don't have time to be keeping track like that. I don't. Really, when you have that, again, that relationship with God, you don't feel the need to hold on to the pettiness of this world, the pettiness of 2021. Now, I'm not saying that I ain't going to try you up because chances are I will. But what I'm saying to you is that you're bigger than that. You're better than that. What I know for sure is that God will prepare a banquet before your very enemy for you. So when it comes to forgiveness, I'll flow with it. People are like, I can never pray for my enemies. Oh, I can. Because all my prayers go to God, and me and God are close. God already knows who is not my friend. God already knows who I need to be worried for and who I need to do. God already knows. So I don't even have to go and tell God, waste that time for us talking and spending time with each other. I'm going to pray you don't find out today the wrath of my God. That's what I'm going to pray for. I'm going to pray that God learn, that you learn how to forgive and that God has mercy on you. Because I don't need my body count getting high. Okay? There, I'm not going to let myself stoop to that level to where I got those kind of thoughts dropping around in my head. I've got to forgive you. I have to. Even when I think it's not right, even when I think it's unforgivable, even when it's the third time, I'll never, just give me one more chance. But I say all this because I want people to know just because you forgive someone, it doesn't mean that you have to have an up-close and personal renewed friendship and giving them another opportunity to hurt you. What we're doing is just releasing ourselves and releasing them. But that doesn't mean you got to go and be in their face, okay? And that's real important that you know that. Real important, okay? All right. Lord have mercy. This time just continues to fly. Before we get off this line, before you go anywhere, I have to tell you, okay, there's forgiveness of other people. We have to forgive other people. Yes. And that's easy to do. You can say the word. But there's another forgiveness that we have to be aware of, another forgiveness we have to talk about, another forgiveness that we have to put in our regularly scheduled life, okay? And that's a forgiveness of self. We can be very hard on ourselves. Oh, I should have known. Oh, I should have seen the signs. Oh, that's what my reader said, but I didn't want to listen to her. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, whoa, it's me, whoa, right? In the middle of all that, we have to get to the point where we can kind of see where we went wrong, what we were doing, how did you get mixed up in this, how did you get mud on your dress, how did this happen, you know. We have to be able to see that and then move forward, okay? And it's not easy, my dears. It's really not easy. People are harder on themselves than they are on anyone else. It's hard to forgive yourself. I think some people think that if you forgive, that's going to automatically mean that you're going to forget. And it doesn't mean that. You're not supposed to forget. You're not supposed to set yourself up again to be used and abused by this person. You're not supposed to have all this harmful energy and thoughts going on. But holding on to that stink bomb is not going to get you anything but dirt. It's going to have you missing out on other opportunities. Okay, so let's talk about the big one. Let's talk about love. Let's talk about relationships, right? So she didn't do right. Let's say she didn't do right. You always talk about he's not doing right. So this one, she didn't do right. She wasn't as ready and committed for a relationship as she thought, right? So we have these situations, feelings get hurt, boom, bip. I'm out of here. I'm not doing this no more. So he is upset. He is disappointed. He said, bump everybody. I'm just going to be a dog. I'm not going to be doing all this nice stuff. I'm up here opening up my heart for this woman. And she cut me. She cut me. She cut me deep. She cut me low, right? So now I'm not talking to anybody. I'm not sharing nothing. You know, you can't even get a Friday night special out of me. Not even a little chicken sandwich. I'm not doing nothing. Because he's mad. He's hurt. It's understandable, right? But let's say a week or two goes by. Nope, I'm not talking to nobody. I'm mad. Let's say a month or two goes by. Nope, I'm not talking to nobody. I'm still mad. I don't trust y'all women folk, blah, 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 right? And I wish you could see me. We're going to do podcasts. I'm sitting here with my hand on my head like, you got to be joking me. A month or two? A year or two? You that mad? Yeah, people get that mad. All the while, his soulmate is right there. The one that God has intended for him, carry him through, to help him through this process, to help him over the hurt, over the pain, to get him to trust again. That one is right there in his face, but he's too mad. He's still mad. He's still hurt. He still won't forgive this old chick. Now, look, you dragging this on now. And God has that perfect one right there for you. See, I keep trying to explain. We've got to forgive because we don't know God's master plan. We don't know what else God is doing and working on in our favor. Amen? We don't know what else God is doing. I would suggest you not sit there looking, smelling, holding on to poop. Let's move forward. But no, brother, he's still mad. And every time, oh, wash dishes. My ex used to say wash dishes. No, I can't be with you. I can't talk to you. Blah, blah, blah. What? So we can be missing out on the very blessing that we're supposed to have. But until we get that forgiveness in place, we ain't got nothing. You see what I'm saying? So I really hope everybody, how do we take this lesson here of forgiveness, and how do we apply it in our life, okay? How do we apply it in our understanding? What can we do to be more forgiving, you know? Couple things. You know, what I always say, my big thing, everyone has their big thing that they always talk about. Mine is the honesty piece. You can't heal what you won't acknowledge hurt. You can't heal it because you won't acknowledge it. I remember many, many, many moons ago working in Mother Eagle Ministries. And there was a workbook, and there was a young lady there, and, you know, okay, well, what do you want to work on? Well, I want to work on my weight. Sister was heavy set. And then the next question, what is this? What is this? Oh, my weight, my weight, my weight. And I'm, you know, just kind of looking through the workbook. I'm like, okay, this sister is concerned about her weight. That's what I would deduct, right? Mm-mm. Nope. This sister was heartbroken and nothing to do with her weight. So day one, heartbreak, 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 pain, heartbreak, heavy heartbreak. Oh, my goodness. Day two, heartbreak, 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 pain and heartbreak. Day three, I'm like, okay, wait a minute. When's this weight thing going to pop up? What, because this book right here says you worried about your weight, but your spirit is saying that you're heartbroken. Well, I do need to lose weight. Honey, we all do. We all do. But that's not what you're here for. You're here because your heart hurts. And until she acknowledged that her heart hurt, until she acknowledged, yeah, that's what I'm there for, we were talking in circles. We weren't getting anywhere because she wouldn't acknowledge that it hurt. She wanted to focus, oh, all of this is because I got these extra pounds. I'm like, chick, we all got extra pounds, okay? Some people it stops, some people it don't, but we all have them. That's not what you're here for, you know. So when it comes to forgiveness, I know for any healing to begin, you have to be able to and willing to look at the problem, to call the problem, and to stand on it. This is the problem. This hurt me, you know. So we ask, Abu, Abu, what's your problem? Abu was like, man, Bob was playing too much, and he threw this feces on me, and I was all dressed up. I was about getting ready to go on a date, and this is the date I've been trying to get with this young lady forever. And I couldn't show up with all the poop. I went home to change. By the time I changed out of it, she said she didn't want to go on a date with me. I feel like I lost my chance for true love, blah, blah, blah. And now I'm mad. Okay? So until Abu says that, I'm like, oh, he threw poop on me. So what? Wash it off. Rinse it off. Whatever. No, no, no. He had to acknowledge, no, it was more than that. I feel like I missed an opportunity. I feel this, I feel that, blah, blah, blah. Until he says that, he couldn't get to no forgiveness. That's why he's carrying the poop around. Now, I don't know if that was the story, but you understand how you have to be honest. It wasn't just a practical joker making a joke. It was a missed opportunity. It was a hard lesson. You know, I was going for a job interview, and I lost the job interview because someone did this and stuff. Yeah, it's never the one-dimensional get over it. There's always something more to it. You know what I'm saying? And I don't care if Abu, let's say he missed his date with his true love, blah, blah, blah. I can guarantee you he didn't get no more dates walking around with poop in his pocket and his hand in the middle of some poop for a year. Block all them blessings. You are not, and until you get over this and let it go, and you could have missed the most beautiful damsel, okay, the most beautiful woman you've ever seen. You might have missed her. You might have. But if you don't let it go, if you don't forgive, if you don't start your healing process, you'll stay right there. You'll stay there. You'll stay in the pain. You'll stay in the hurt. You'll stay in the stink. You stay there. And God may have already sent the replacement for you. See, I don't know if y'all know what lightning speed is, sound barriers. God's faster than all them things. But if you're stuck because you won't forgive, you'll miss it. And as long as Abu is focused when finding Baba and he's looking for him in the market every day, was he looking for a wife? Was he looking for a replacement woman? Was he looking for other opportunities? No. He was looking for that time that he was going to get back at him. He living in the past. He has no forgiveness. He hasn't had his time to heal. You see how all this is adding up to him not getting anywhere, not doing anything? And me, I'm not going to miss out on no blessings. Sorry. I'm not missing out on blessings. I'm in it for the blessings, okay? I have to keep my head on swivel looking for the blessings, looking for the opportunities, looking for the love, looking for whatever I know that God's going to put in my place. But I can't do that if I'm holding on to pain. I can't be ready to do God's work if I got my hand in the middle of some pain. Let that go. Wash your hands. Change your clothes. Forgive. You up here thinking Baba threw the feces on you, shoot. Baba may have slipped his own self. It may have just splattered on you by accident. See, this is the thing about forgiveness. Forgiveness doesn't allow us to allow the other person to be human. You know, I think, have all done things we are not proud of. Have we been thinking we would not have done it like that? Wish that we could have helped somebody else. Oh, I can see how that negatively impacted you. I wasn't planning on that. Sorry. We all have had those moments. All of us, every person. Can you imagine someone not forgiving you because you made an honest mistake? Honest mistake. He's up here thinking that Baba threw it on him. And that he was trying to be mean. What if he fell his own self? He just kind of collateral damage. And then you're going to wait and hunt him down and have malice in your heart for him. And he was as much a victim as you were. You know, it's stuff like that we have to make sure that we're not allowing our own pain, hurt, ignorance to drive us, to make us make poor decisions. You know, I can tell you this. You know, if you're having a hard time forgiving someone, if you're having a hard time forgiving yourself, you have to remember, hurt people hurt people. And it doesn't make it feel any better at the moment, but understand that sometimes the people that hurt you did not intend to hurt you. They were kind of struggling their own selves. What I have found in my life, and I'm getting up there, family, is that very, very few people have set out to hurt me. A lot of people have hurt me, though. It is because they were dealing with their own junk. They didn't know how to do. They didn't know how to handle my junk, yo junk. They were having a rough point in their own life, not meaning to hurt or interrupt mine at all, but just struggling in their own self, right? So if we can be the spiritual leaders that we're set up to be, we have to get in the habit of forgiving others and forgiving ourselves, okay? Now, I'm going to say that part again, okay? Because everybody wants to be a spiritual leader, okay? I have more evangelists in my DM. No, it's not. But, you know, everybody wants to be this leader. Everybody wants to believe that they have this grip on themselves. They want to believe that they have this understanding with God. They want to believe that they can, you know, make it and blah, 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 all that. All that's wonderful until somebody irritates you, right? Until somebody pisses you off, and then they can get it, right? At work, and everybody knows I work with a special population, a population that's known for hurting people, okay? And then guess what? One of them hurts you. And I'm sitting here rolling my eyes, and, you know, the lady, she's so upset and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, so the snake bit you, and you're mad at the snake. No, no, you should be mad at you. You had your hand in there. Well, I'm a snake handler. Okay, well, if you're a snake handler, then you should know that snakes bite. And don't get mad when it bites you. Okay? And I say that not to make excuses poorly, but, you know, I'm speaking to my spiritual leaders, the ones that are in the front, the ones that take the most blows. I'm talking to my leaders, the ones that have to do it because it's the right thing to do. Everybody can't lead. Everyone's not a leader. But for those that can lead, for those that are natural leaders, they know this isn't easy. This is not easy. This may take you out, okay? This is not easy at all. But it's worth it. You are worth it. I would like to release you, and I'm trying to show you how you can use that divine energy to unstick yourself. Have you ever felt stuck before? And stuck is, oh, God, I got to keep track of time. All right, and stuck is, when you've dated the same guy for the past 5 years with different names, okay? And I say that because, you know, first his name was Tony, and Tony acted like this, and then you dropped him, and then you met up with Rashad, and Rashad acted the same way. And you're like, man, how do I keep choosing this same man in a different name, different face, different whatever, but it's really the same man with the same problems? How? Because there's something within you that you have not forgiven and you have not moved forward. So as we are making prayers, okay, as we're moving ourselves forward, as we are deciding that, hey, I don't want to be stuck here anymore. I'm ready to have what the blessings that God has for me. I'm ready to experience the new experiences that God has for me and not continue to make the same mistakes over and over. I want to show God that I have grown. You know, I love it when callers call in and say, hey, I know I've grown because I'm able to this, I'm able to that. I love that. That they're self-checking, they're self-managing. Forgiveness is the same thing. I sit back sometimes and I am amazed at what I can forgive. That don't mean I'm a set up for round two or round 15. It doesn't mean that. But it means that I'm not going to hold a negative feeling in my heart. That will harden your heart. It'll make you, the B word, it'll make you bitter. It'll make you, you know, the angry one. It'll make you, because you can get angry. This life is not fair. The situation with Jack, all of that, all of it. I'm not saying you wrong. I'm saying holding on to this like this is not right. Okay? So if you want to be right, whoever's into being right, let's start with it. Let's start with being right. Let's start with what's important, okay? Let's start with the God principles of being right. Let's get that forgiveness in place. I can't talk about how important that is. If you don't forgive, you're sitting there smelling like poop. I'm just going to say it. If you don't forgive, then you're taking a chance that you're missing other opportunity. I wouldn't want to miss no opportunities. None. Not one. So I'm going to ask that everyone spend some time. I'm not giving out homework, but I am thinking about a little self-reflecting. I am thinking about making a journal entry in one of your journals. You know, I'm grateful that we have forgiveness. I really am. Forgiveness allows me, I may be saying this wrong, but forgiveness allows me to practice my God principles. Forgiveness allows me to begin to understand more of who God is. The more I understand about God, to me, a better parent I am. God is the ultimate parent. God is patient and kind. So I'm hoping that as I'm learning these high-level principles, that I can be more God-like in my love for people, in my love for my children, in my love for the ministry. You know what I'm saying? I am praying that my relationship with God and these God, I'm trying to live a godly life. I'm trying to make sure that I have all of the skills necessary to be a good godly leader. I want to be able to feel confident and put God in the center of my life and everything around my life and know that that's the right thing. That's the right time. It's the right energy. How in the world am I supposed to be able to guide people to God if I'm sitting here with malice in my heart? You can't. So, and guess what? I heard somebody say, well, look, I don't have to be a spiritual leader. Guess what? You do. You do. Because there's so many people that are wanting to understand spirituality. There's so many people that are wanting to understand how to create good, positive relationships with themselves and with spirit. There's so many people that are doing this that we have to begin right now We are the leaders. The next generation is coming, but we're already here. So like it or not, you're a spiritual leader. Ready or not, you're a spiritual leader. You're leading people to a place where they can learn about God. There are people that are going to learn about God through you. They're like, she always talking this God stuff. What she going to say when so-and-so does this? They're looking at you, hoping and wanting to see what do godly people do when they're challenged with everyday problems. Because if your religion, your understanding of God can't be applied to everyday problems, that's not going to help us, okay? We need an everyday God. We need a God that can handle all situations, and I promise you we got one. We just have to start applying it. We have to start doing our part. Yes, we have a part. This ain't no lazy spirituality, okay? Y'all can't sit back in the pew and just say, amen. I'm coming around and I'm going to be asked, I need you to work. I need you to work. You know, we all got jobs to do, all of us. So let's go ahead and get them in and let's do it. I cannot believe the time. It's already 9:17, I think. And we have to get ready to wrap up the show. Again, one of my favorite topics. I love forgiveness. I love forgiveness, me personally. I love forgiveness because I am not a perfect person. I have unintentionally said the wrong things before. I have unintentionally done the wrong things before. And sometimes I'm like, it was just a mistake. It was get over it. And some things I'm like, oh, wow. I wish I could take that back, but I can't. I wish I could undo that, but I can't. And the reason I love forgiveness so much, and this isn't often. This is not often. I swear I'm a great person. But every now and again, I do make mistakes, and I feel bad, you know. And I know sometimes just saying I'm sorry is not enough. I know sometimes even asking sorry or making amends, it really just isn't enough, you know. And so all I can do is high-level pray that my new understandings and my new intentions speak for me. Like Baba said to Abu when he finally got this rock hard poop thrown on him, he was like, I was a different person. I'm sorry I've inconvenienced you for a whole year. I was a different person. So the reason I enjoy forgiveness so much is because I know that it will give me an opportunity to be a better person today than I was yesterday. And that's my goal, just better, not perfect, just better. And so I want everyone to kind of think about that for themselves. You know, what does forgiveness allow you to do? You know, I'm going to say the words because it comes up too often. Forgiveness helped me not have to be a perfect daughter. I didn't have to be a perfect daughter because I was able to clearly see that I don't have perfect parents. Although my mother could be a saint, and my father should have statues erected of him, perfect. And where they weren't perfect, sometimes that impacted me. I had to learn how to be forgiving of them as parents because they weren't perfect. And it opened me up where I could be less than a perfect daughter because I'm not perfect. But it opened it up. So now I didn't have to hold myself to a standard I could not achieve. And it also helped me to kind of have a different kind of understanding with my own children. I don't have to be a perfect mom because I can't be. I have already messed that up, okay? The boy went to school with one white tube sock and a black church sock. I've already messed it up. It's okay. But I only hope that my own children can look at me with forgiveness for the mistakes that I've made the same way I've looked at my parents. You see how that chain of forgiveness goes? As I can forgive my parents for where they were not perfect, I'm hoping to get that same grace with my own children. You see how it goes? You see how the more you give, the more you get back? You see it? Spend some time thinking about the forgiveness, okay? And don't allow any hardship to keep you anywhere. Don't let a old relationship keep you in an old relationship because you haven't forgiven. No, forgive that booger and keep it moving. Keep it moving. You don't know what God has for you, and you never will as long as you're waiting, holding that revenge. Okay, so before Spirit gets too wound up, we're going to be ending prayers. And it's so funny because I have my little prayer book here. We end every show in prayer, every single one, because we know bringing God into any conversation makes it a better conversation. We know that bringing God into everything, every aspect of our life puts us in a better place. So I have this little prayer book that I wrote. It is just a list of a few of my favorite prayers, okay? The very first prayer in here is the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer, we have this relationship from way back in the day. And I want to say it because, number one, it's been a part of my life. And it's the very first prayer in the book. And this, you know, it's called the Lord's Prayer, but in my heart I call it the forgiveness prayer. You know, since I heard that forgiveness contract, since I heard it, in my mind I've called this the forgiveness prayer because that's what it reminds me of. We're going to make prayers and end the program. The Lord's Prayer, Father, Mother, God, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Family, please take a moment. Please take a moment and have that prayer. Have that moment right. But don't let forgiveness hold you out from that relationship with your family, relationship with your kids. Don't let forgiveness keep you stuck in an unhealthy place. Father, I pray that the spirit of forgiveness find its way to even the most stubborn of us, the ones that don't know the beauty and the power of forgiveness, the ones that are afraid of letting go of a pain that they have allowed to define them. Father, we ask that you come and remove any malice that exists in any heart that's listening to this program. I ask that we begin to start our healing journey, that we can truly, truly learn how to move past certain energy. Give us the strength to be all that we can be in every aspect of our life. God, please allow each and every person to begin anew with their relationship with you. Allow us to begin to have new understandings from you, new feelings, new thoughts, new energies, new wishes, new wants. allow us to live more abundantly. Allow us to be more generous and caring and kind to one another, God. God, I know all of these things are possible. Begin to heal us from our insides, from our bodies and our spirits and our minds. Begin to have us shine your light out, can benefit from your love, from your kindness. Allow each of us to be that beacon of hope and light, support, love, the things that we need. God, please allow there to be a shift in the understanding to where our material understanding and our material gains and material needs can be secondary to our relationship with you, God. Please allow those to understand how important it is to begin to know you, to love you, to share with you. God, we are open, open to do your work, open to do the needs that you have. Open, God, open to you. Open to positivity. Open to love. Open to enjoyment. Open to life. This life doesn't have to be a hardship. God, I ask that you replace hardship and malice with joy. Let us begin to understand the importance of the forgiveness. Give us the opportunity to forgive. We are thankful for the opportunity to forgive. And hopefully tonight, there'll be one person, maybe two, whoever, however many. Hopefully there'll be someone that will say, you know what, I'm ready to let things go. God, I remember the renewing that you had in me last Thanksgiving when I had to truly let it go. And I did, and it humbled me. And it's been almost a year, and I am still light with love, light with understanding, light with peace and resolve in my heart. So I am thankful for this. God, I only ask that others can feel this joy and light within them. I know all this is possible. I ask this in your name. Amen.